Are you an entrepreneur looking to explode your daily performance? Are you looking to achieve the total mind and body wellness needed to do so? If so, you're definitely going to want to check out the free training that I just put together. This training is going to reveal what is stopping most entrepreneurs from performing at their best each day, how to optimize your daily energy and mood to move forward faster in your business, and the three keys to total mind and body wellness. I see so many entrepreneurs out there struggling to keep a healthy life balance, letting their relationships fall back, their health fall back, and this training really reveals how important it is to maintain those other things, and it also shares some insights on how to do so. So if you're interested in checking that out, you can either find that in the show notes, or you can head over to reachpeakperformance.com. Again, that's reachpeakperformance.com. And now, on to the show. What's going on, everybody? You are listening to the Early Risers Podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Deem, and I am an early riser. Now, if you are a first-time listener to the show, welcome. This show is all about helping you live a more effective life, and it's called the Early Risers Podcast because that's what I believe an early riser to be. Someone who is really hungry for life is someone who is an early riser. And for you to fully understand that, it's important that I define what I believe an early riser is, because I don't necessarily think you have to wake up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. But to be an early riser, I truly believe you have to wake up earlier than you have to, and also use that time for uninterrupted personal development. So whereas you could wake up at 4 a.m. and just lay around in bed and check your phone for 4 hours until you get up, you're not really an early riser in my books. But if you have to get to work on time at night and you're a night shift worker and you have to get up at 8 p.m. and you decide you're going to get up at 7:30 and for those 30 minutes do something that benefits you, technically, yeah, you're an early riser. And then on the same end, if you wake up at 9 a.m. to get to work on time and you wake up at 8:45 and for those 15 minutes you do something that benefits you, puts you in the right frame of mind or gets your body active, then you are an early riser. So welcome to the show. I'm very, very excited for today's episode. I'm very excited to have you here. Today, we are going to be talking about 10 life lessons that I learned at the gym. Now, for anyone who knows me personally or who has kind of been following me a little recently, you know I'm very, very passionate about the gym. I used to be a big, big meathead. I'm still definitely a gym lover. I still love lifting weights, but I was the guy who had the chicken, broccoli, and rice in the plastic Tupperware. I carried that with me to class. I carried that with me to work, and I was the person that was super, super dedicated to the gym. Wouldn't miss the gym a day. I would not cancel the gym to make plans. The gym was always my priority, and I was always that guy working. And while a recent event made me reprioritize what the gym means to me, I still understand how powerful it is. And I'll be getting to that story in a little bit in the episode, but I'm really, really excited today. I'm really excited to have you here. And if you've ever been to the gym, or if you currently go and you lift weights, or maybe you just do cardio, or you just go to the gym and you love it, you're gonna really, really understand these messages. But I think there's still things that you need to be reminded of and you need to hear, because there are truly so many parallels between the gym and life. There are truly so many parallels between going in, working hard, lifting weights, doing sprints, getting your heart pumping, and going out into the real world and struggling with failures and struggling with different unexpected things that come up. And I'm a firm believer that if you want to cultivate a strong mindset and you really want to understand hard work, you have to start going to the gym a lot more and start making it a priority. So before we get into that, I want to dive into my current obsession. Now, this week's current obsession is a group of guys that I truly respect. I truly am entertained by. I truly enjoy watching. And they go by the name of Yes Theory. Now, if you haven't heard of Yes Theory, they are a group of guys and their motto is seek discomfort. And basically, they use this motto and they say yes to a bunch of these different challenges. And they, of course, film them. They turn them into mini documentary series and other short, entertaining videos. But I really love these guys because their whole motto of just seek discomfort is something that I'm pushing myself more and more to do every day. You know, I'm doing the scary things. I'm pushing myself to even just enjoy life more and not take life as seriously. And so how I found these guys, this was actually something that blew up on social media. And if you know them, this is probably something you know them for. But a couple months back, maybe a year or two now, they challenged Will Smith to bungee jump out of a helicopter. And they just put the video on the internet. They put the challenge out there. And Will Smith actually responded. And I love Will Smith too. He's an awesome, awesome guy. But basically, they did this video together where they literally challenged Will Smith. Will Smith accepted. And then they went to the Grand Canyon and they bungee jumped out of a flying helicopter. And first of all, I can't even imagine doing this. But second, it was just so amazing to see their reactions when Will Smith responded and to just see the really adventurous spirit that they all had. And it was something that I truly look up to. So if you have not heard of Yes Theory, if you haven't checked out their videos, I really recommend you look them up online. They're doing awesome, awesome challenges. They're doing hilarious challenges. They do skydive challenges. They challenge strangers to just say yes and be really spontaneous. And just watching their videos is going to make you want to do a lot more fun stuff in your life. So that's something that I really recommend you check out. And that is my current obsession for the week. Now, with that out of the way, I would definitely like to get into the 10 life lessons I learned at the gym. Number one is the effects of doing the things you don't want to. We've all had days where we don't want to go to the gym, where we're not really feeling it. Maybe we're a little more tired. Maybe we'd much rather watch something on Netflix. And we kind of draft these excuses in our head of why we shouldn't go. But we also all know that the days that we show up at the gym anyway, regardless of what we want, there has never been a time where you won't walk out of the gym completely satisfied. And you could have the best workout of your life. This has happened to me many times. Or you could just have a pretty average workout or even a pretty terrible workout. But regardless, you walk out of the gym and you're happy you went because you fought those impulses and you overcame and did what you said you didn't want to do. And this is so parallel to life because there are so many things we know we should be doing on a daily basis. There are so many commitments we take up, so many responsibilities. And the effects of doing these things, even when you don't want to, gives you confidence. It makes you happy. Usually these experiences allow and open up different opportunities that we might not have had. I had the opportunity to go to Toastmasters about 4 weeks ago. For those of you who don't know, Toastmasters is a group where everyone gets together and they want to work on their public speaking. And I'm trying to get more into the speaking game. I would love to make a career out of getting in front of people on stage and spreading my message. But basically what happened was I was on hour 12 of my weekly fast. So I do weekly 24-hour fasts. And I was in a pretty stressed out mood. I was kind of grumpy. The day wasn't going my way. And I was about to walk out the door to go to Toastmasters at night. And I just stood there. And I stood there and I thought to myself, you know, I really don't want to go. I'm not in a good mood. I'm going to bring the overall mood of the entire room down. I'm tired. I can just relax and de-stress and stay home. And I started listing off all these other feelings. But then this little voice in my head said, would you be comfortable doing this every time? Would you be comfortable making the decision to skip out on something you know you should do every single time you don't feel like it? And of course, the answer was no. So I decided, you know what, I'm not happy. I'm pretty upset right now. I'm pretty stressed, but I'm going to go anyway. And I went and I gave an awesome speech and I learned a lot that night. And I came home and I was extremely, extremely fulfilled, right? It was something that I knew I made the right choice in doing. And that's the thing, like when you follow through with your commitments, when you're done, you almost always, probably actually 100% of the time, always are happy that you did it. So that's lesson number one, just the effects of doing the things you don't want to do and how good that makes you feel and the confidence it gives you and really the optimism and the happiness as well. The second life lesson that I learned at the gym, you have to start somewhere. I remember when I was about 13 years old, that's the first time I went to the gym and actually lifted weights. I had worked out with my dad when I was little and I had done like the push-ups, the sit-ups, but I never really got into the weights. I never really got into the weight room. But I remember when I first started, I was so weak. I was probably 112 pounds soaking wet. I was a very, very skinny kid. And I was just super, super weak. And I did not have strength. I didn't have form. I was super self-conscious and I didn't really know what I was doing. But the fact was that because I was okay with starting and because it was something that I wanted to do, like I wanted to build my confidence, I wanted to look better, I wanted to gain weight, I wanted to be stronger, And because it was something I knew I had to do, I knew I had to start at the beginning. And every single one of us start at the beginning, no matter what we're going through in life, right? Mike Tyson at one point had never thrown a punch. Michael Jordan at one point had never even touched a basketball. He got kicked out from his, or dropped or cut from his high school basketball team. Like, every single one of us has to start somewhere. And if you understand that when you start these new things, you're not going to be as embarrassed about messing up and about not being skilled and even looking goofy or looking like you don't know what you're doing. Like, you have to start somewhere. You can't start as an expert. And I know that so many people, they just don't take that first step because they're scared of looking like they're not professionals, of looking a little goofy, of making a mistake and messing up. But the fact is, you have to be okay with that. And when you become okay with that, that's when you start that journey of growth. And within weeks, months, years, you slowly start to gain this experience and you start to gain confidence and you just become so much better at it. So regardless of where you're at, whatever you want to do, you have to start somewhere. You have to start from the beginning. And if you don't start, you're never going to gain that experience and you're never going to see the results. And that's probably one of the worst fears that I have. It's just not reaching that potential. Besides sharks. Sharks are really scary. But that's number two. Number two life lesson is you have to start somewhere. The third life lesson that I learned at the gym is the key is consistency. At the beginning, when I started working out, I was skinny. I was busy. You know, I was the type of kid who, after every single day of school, I would go over to my friend's house and we would do something. And so it was extremely easy for me to skip workouts. And I remember at the beginning, I would always skip workouts, like always. I did not start consistent. And through those years, through about probably 4 or 5 years of lifting weights, I didn't see much progress. Yes, I gained a little muscle. Yes, I thought I was shredded, but the fact was that I really didn't. And then I had a point where that momentum started to build and I started to get more consistent. And when that happened, that's when I started to get stronger. That's when I started to build real muscle. And it was that consistent action every single day or 5 or 6 days a week, whatever it was at the time, that yielded me the most amazing results. And of course, this goes for everything, right? I've done podcast episodes on this about the slight edge, about the small actions you take daily. But the key to growth and success is consistency. You can't kill it for 2 hours at the gym on Monday, skip Tuesday, skip Wednesday, and then go back Thursday and absolutely kill it and expect to see results, right? It's all about the consistency in any area of your life. If you want to become a better public speaker, you have to get up in front of people and consistently speak. If you want to learn how to code, you have to consistently code. Anything that you want to get better at in life, the key is consistency, and that applies in and out of the gym. So number three, the third life lesson I learned at the gym is the key is consistency. The fourth life lesson I learned at the gym is life is constant effort. Now there's a great quote by Arnold Schwarzenegger that really defines what this truly means. And this idea is that you can't quit. You can't stop. You have to keep going, right? And if you think that life is this timeline where you try really hard for a couple of years and then you kind of just coast, that's not how things work. Because when you start coasting, that's when you start to lose your progress. So the quote by Arnold was, "A well-built physique is a status symbol. It reflects you worked hard for it. No money can buy it. You cannot borrow it. You cannot inherit it. You cannot steal it. You cannot hold on to it without constant work. It shows discipline, it shows self-respect, it shows patience, work ethic, and passion. And that is why I do what I do." And when I was fully into my weightlifting stages and when I was just addicted to the gym and lifting weights, this was one of my favorite quotes. I love this idea that it truly is like a well-built physique is a status symbol. It shows you're working towards it every single day and you're working hard. And really, inside the gym, yes, of course it applies, but outside of the gym, it applies as well. Anything that you want to do, life is constant effort. If you want to grow a successful podcast, you can't just do a week of episodes and then quit and then be extremely famous, right? It requires putting out episode after episode after episode after episode. And I know a lot of people out there, the asterisk holes are going to be the ones that say, you know, people have gotten rich off of just doing one video, or people have gotten rich of just appearing on Dr. Phil one time. And yes, there are exceptions to this, but for the average person and for most people, even not just the average, just beyond that, it's constant effort. It takes hard, hard work. And there are the overnight wonders, but the fact is they don't usually last long, right? The people who do have those one hits and they're famous because of that one episode or that one podcast, they get lost in the noise pretty quick. So truly building that success, building that growth is constant effort and it needs to be worked for every single day. And that's life lesson number four, that life is constant effort. Life lesson number five is we are more capable than we may think. Now, I remember so many times in the gym where I had a heavy bar on my back, where I had a heavy bar on my chest, and everything inside me hurt. I was out of breath, my muscles were burning, and I did not even think it was possible to do one more rep. But then I would hear my friend Matt, shout out to you, who was spotting me at the time, or anyone else who was spotting me along those years, and it was just get one more. And something inside of me pulled out another rep, sometimes two or three more. And the fact is, when you put that weight down after you've accomplished that, you start to realize you are more capable than you think you are. You didn't think one more rep was possible, you got two more reps. And that applies for literally everything. Like if you don't think you're good enough at something, you are capable if you put in the work, right? It has to be the work that you put in. And we lose this. We lose this self-confidence because of past failures. We lose this because of what people around us are saying. But at the end of the day, we are so much more capable than we may think. We have so much power inside of us. We can just draw upon this power. And so many people just don't access it because they don't think they have it. And this is something, of course, that I'm still learning. This is something that I'm still working towards. I'm not the person who has unlocked all my potential power, but it's an idea that allows you to take steps in directions that you didn't think you could go. It allows you to take steps and do things that you didn't think were possible. You know, coming back to the public speaking thing, because I think this is such a good parallel. For me, when I was younger, I never, ever, ever, ever thought, number one, I would be even speaking on a podcast for other people to listen to. But number two, I never even thought I would be able to get in front of people and speak. And just doing that these past few months and getting good at it and becoming more confident has been the most amazing teacher. And it truly shows that in any area of life, like if we say we can't, we probably can't. But if we believe we can and we still take steps forward anyway, slowly we build that belief and slowly that turns from we can't to we can. So life lesson number five, we are more capable than we may think. Life lesson number six, you can't grow without discomfort. Now, I think it was Muhammad Ali who said, I don't count the sit-ups I do. I start counting when it starts hurting. And that whole idea is you understand that the whole process of growth happens when you're uncomfortable. Like when you are at the gym and you're lifting weights and your muscles start to burn, if you put the weights down and you stop, you're not getting that growth, right? But the people who are strong, the people who are muscular are the ones who they feel that burn, but they push past it. They endure that discomfort and they learn to accept it and make it part of their own. And once again, this applies to everything. Anything in life that isn't uncomfortable will not push us. And it comes to the true growth of truly getting better and unlocking different parts of your life that weren't there before. It's all because of this discomfort that we accept. The moments where we're extremely nervous and we decide that we're going to step out anyway. We're going to go out of that comfort zone and do that thing. Whether it's giving a speech in front of people, whether it's asking that girl or guy out on a date, whether it's even just going to the grocery store and starting a conversation. Like if you are uncomfortable and you go through that thing, you've just grown. You've just gotten better. And this can be looked at as just you're uncomfortable, and this can also be looked at negative experiences. Like if you go through something that stresses you out, if you go through something that is painful, heartbreak, something like that, we all know once you come out the other end, you are a better person, you are stronger. And that's because of that discomfort. That's because of those failures and those lessons that you learn. And that's one of the major things I'm still struggling to accept, but it's something that is so just unbelievably true all across the board. And I want you to understand, if there's not discomfort, you're not growing. If there's not pain, you're probably not growing. And it's truly up to you to manufacture those situations, right? If you manufacture a cold shower, that's discomfort, but that's good, that's healthy, that allows you to build willpower and discipline. If you manufacture a fast, you decide not to eat for 12 hours, 24 hours, when you're hungry and you say no to food and you get uncomfortable, you're growing. Your willpower and your discipline is growing. And so that's one of the key things I want you to understand, is that truly inside or out of the gym, and the sixth life lesson is you just can't grow without discomfort. Life lesson number 7, prior planning prevents poor performance. And I love this one too, and this applies across the board as well. And this is something I talk about in the Peak Performance Accelerator. But if you are going through something and you haven't mapped out a plan before you enter that situation, you're going to be so much less efficient than you could be, right? I remember those mornings where I would wake up when I was first starting to try to work out, and I was just like, okay, today's chest day. And I got to the gym, and then I had to think of what to do. Okay, bench press. After the bench press was done, what am I going to do? Okay, I'll do flies. And that thought and trying to plan the workout, it decreased the efficiency. It decreased my intensity because I had to waste that mental energy thinking about what I had to do next. And this applies, again, to anything. Seriously, if you are trying to eat healthier and you just decide to enter each meal with, you know, I'm going to just try to eat healthy, that is so much more or less effective than if you walk into any situation knowing what you're going to eat. Or even one step better, having a pre-cooked meal. If you are trying to be more productive throughout the day, having a plan of how to do so, going into your day with literally a schedule of what you have to do, that levels up your performance. And I see so many people who have no plan. They just go into the situation and they say, I want to blank. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop drinking. I want to go to the gym more. I want to eat better. And there's no plan. And when there's no plan, the first moment where there is discomfort or something comes up, like a roadblock, that person quits, because it's easier to quit than to think about what to do next and to push through that. But if you have a plan, if you have that prior plan, it will prevent poor performance. And that's such a valuable, valuable piece of information that so many people hear, but they don't actually listen to. And that's the key. So that's the 7th life lesson I learned at the gym. Prior planning prevents poor performance. The 8th life lesson I learned at the gym is it's all about momentum. Now, one of the things that truly transitioned and helped me transition from someone who went to the gym to someone who was a weightlifter was my consistency. It was the times when I didn't feel like going and I skipped, and then once I started to build that momentum, when I didn't feel like going and I went anyway. And this kind of applies to what we talked about before, about the key is consistency. But when you build momentum, you become unstoppable. So I had moments in my life where I would go to the gym and I wasn't in the right frame of mind, and I would lift, and you know, when it started hurting, I would put the weights down and I didn't really give it my all and give it high levels of effort. But then on the days where I started to build that momentum, even when I didn't feel like it, even when I was still a little more lethargic or I wasn't in that right frame of mind, I had built the habit of excellence and I would push myself no matter what. And once again, this applies to absolutely anything. If you want to build consistency and you want to see true growth, it comes from that momentum you build, right? It's about not only building consistency, but building the confidence to maintain that consistency. And that's what true momentum is. You know, think about a truck driver who is driving at 5 miles an hour and his truck hits a wall. Truck's going to stop, right? But what if that truck had time to reach up to 70 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, and then he hits the wall? You know, it's probably going to burst through. He might slow down a little bit, but he'll burst through the wall and he's going to keep going in the long term. If it's a weaker wall, of course, we're talking figuratively here. But all in all, like for anything you do, it is about the momentum you build. And I want you to think right now, like what areas of your life have you built momentum? And how have you seen that take form? How have you seen that change your performance? Has it been at the gym? Has it been getting in a good schedule for sleeping and waking up? Has it been getting in a good nutrition schedule? Has it been building consistent relationships and nurturing and caring for relationships? Like what areas of your life have you seen that momentum build? And how has that allowed you to take your performance to the next level? So that is number eight. The eighth life lesson I learned at the gym was it's all about momentum. The ninth life lesson I learned at the gym is it feels good to take care of yourself. Oh my gosh, I have never spoken anything more true. This is one of the truest things that I wish more people understood. You know, so many people are so focused on other people and how they're being perceived and everything along those lines. And to be honest, when I started going to the gym, that was what I was doing it for. I wanted to be perceived as, you know, stronger, more masculine, a more disciplined person. But when I started getting in that grind mode of going to the gym, learning to love it and actually seeing results, and being able to look in the mirror and like see I had a bump where my bicep is, or like see my pecs kind of growing, it feels amazing. And it's worth the effort. Like, so many people don't want to put in that constant effort that we were talking about before. Like, the constant effort is what life is. And so many people don't want to put that in. But when they put it in, when you see the results from it, when you put in that work and you say no to that donut day after day after day, and you start to, you know, you start to lose some belly fat, you start to see some muscles under that skin, it's all worth it, all of it. And this is one of the things that I want to speak about more often in the future. You know, I want to start going to colleges and speaking to kids around my age and a little younger about this topic, because truly we're so invested in just instant gratification and in what other people think about us. And we don't put in the hard work that really allows us to take care of ourselves. But it is one of the most fulfilling things that you can do. It truly is. And when you feel good internally, you project that good feeling to other people and you help them feel good, right? I've had moments where people see me going to the gym consistently and they start to go and they start to push harder at the gym. And that feels good, right? That feels so, so good to inspire other people. Getting messages on my Instagram or wherever about people saying, hey, like, I love your podcast. It helps me wake up earlier. Or your post inspired me today. It helped me make this decision that made my life better. It's so unbelievably fulfilling. And it starts with taking care of yourself. You can't just go on an Instagram. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can do this nowadays, unfortunately. But you can't go on an Instagram, hopefully, and preach something that you don't do yourself. You know, you can't go on Instagram and preach all these different life lessons that you've never experienced. I'm sure some people do it. I'm sure I've done it at some point just out of pure ignorance. But seriously, like, unless you take care of yourself, unless you focus on you, you can't project that lifestyle and you can't tell other people what to do because they're not going to listen. But if they see you setting that example, that's when they can make a change. And that feels good, right? And that's a life lesson that really applies to everything. This is the ninth life lesson, and that was it feels good to take care of yourself. The 10th and final life lesson I learned at the gym, and this is a good one, and this was super, super valuable for me, is there will be roadblocks. About 2 years ago, I was at the height of my lifting career, and I was trying to start my business, and I was working busy season at my company, or the old company I used to work for, and I was getting about 3 to 6 or so hours a night of sleep. And I was pushing myself at the gym, and I was pushing, and I hurt my shoulder. And a lot of people know this. I've talked about it a lot in the podcast if you've been listening for a while, but this injury sent me back for over a year, and I'm still nowhere near where I used to be in terms of strength. And this idea of there will be roadblocks is so powerful, because if you understand this, they won't surprise you when they take place, when they happen, when they come up, right? If you expect everything to be just perfect and you go along and then a roadblock pops up, you're going to get discouraged, you're going to experience self-doubt, and you're really going to consider quitting. But if you literally understand this concept, like, it should be a law of life that there will be roadblocks if you are trying to accomplish something. And if you understand that, then you know it's possible to get over them, right? You get out of this mindset of this roadblock comes up, it's impossible. And you start to really, really think to yourself, okay, how can I get past this? And looking back during my injury, I was extremely down on myself. I was in a pretty bad place in terms of being who I wanted to be. You know, the gym was literally my life before that injury. The gym was everything. Like, it was what I was good at. It was what people came to me for advice about. It was what people respected me for. And when I experienced that injury, like, everything changed. And in that moment, it was not a happy experience. It was one of the most discouraging things that's ever happened to me, like, up until that point. And looking back now, it was one of the best things that ever happened. Because I realized my life balance was off. I realized that, yeah, I was working really hard, but I was becoming a little vain. Like, I truly was becoming very, very into myself in a not healthy way. And looking back, that was amazing, that happening to me. And I got through it. That's the thing. Like, a year after my surgery, I had shoulder surgery, I had a torn labrum. A year after it, I still wasn't healed and I still couldn't go to the gym, and it was terrible. But the fact was that I overcame that roadblock, right? I'm back in the gym now. I'm getting in great workouts, but I also understand the importance of a healthy lifestyle, because bodybuilding isn't always healthy, but that's another topic for another day. The fact is that if you're trying to achieve anything in your life, there are going to be roadblocks. There are going to be things that come up that you think are impossible to overcome. And if you understand that simple fact, that it's just a part of the process and that it's just a part of life, you can get past it. And when you get past it, you're going to come out the other end stronger. So the 10th life lesson I learned at the gym was, there will be roadblocks. Guys and girls, the gym is one of my favorite places to be. It has absolutely changed my life. And if you are not weightlifting now, or if you're not going to the gym, I recommend you start. Not just for your health, but for your mindset and just for helping you enjoy and learn more about life. And that may sound dramatic, but it is something that is a valuable life teacher. And maybe you could say that about almost any passion. Maybe mine is no different. Maybe weightlifting isn't as extraordinary as I say it is, but I know a lot of people out there love it. And I think it is something valuable that you should really put some effort into. So with that being said, that is the episode, the 10 life lessons I learned at the gym. Number one, the effect of doing the things you don't want to. Number two, you have to start somewhere. Number three, the key is consistency. Number four, life is constant effort. Number five, we are more capable than we may think. Number six, you can't grow without discomfort. Number seven, prior planning prevents poor performance. Number eight, it's all about momentum. Number nine, it feels good to take care of yourself. And number 10, there will be roadblocks. Guys and girls, I appreciate you very much as always. Make sure if you enjoyed this episode or any other episodes in the past that you share it. You tag me on Instagram if you do so, at Early Risers Movement. It would also mean the world to me if you went over to iTunes and left a rating and a review, because the higher the show gets rated, the more awesome guests that I can bring on for you. So super, super excited to keep this going. Super excited and grateful for all of you being here, all of you being listeners. I love just getting messages from people on Instagram, and you know, if you appreciated anything from the show, I would love if you could reach out and just let me know, because it's a good feeling. It keeps me going on days where things aren't going the way that I want them to. So I appreciate you all very much. Super, super excited for what's next. As always, keep killing it, and I'll talk to you next week.